Hi, wine fans. This is Alan Goldfarb. Glad to be here with Lynn on iWine Radio. You can check out my column on tablehopper.com. It's called Checking Lists, A Critical Look at Restaurant Wine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Alan Goldfarb is back with us with his Table Hopper Checking List column dedicated to Tosca Cafe. This month's column is called In Tosca's Next Act, Wines Take a Bow. This sounds to me, Alan, like food aside, your shtick is definitely wine, and this has to be the most interesting place that you've been to in a long time, I think. Or at least that's kind of the feeling I get.
Well, it's interesting, Lynn, in that Tosca Bar has been there forever in North Beach in San Francisco. It is an icon, and for the last 50 years, it was owned by Jeanette Etheridge and her mom. Her mom passed away, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 years ago. And Jeanette Etheridge is one of the great characters of San Francisco, as I start out my column. She's smoking all the time, and she is, this bar, Tosca Bar, is the literati bar, if you will, of San Francisco. I mean, all kinds of Coppola is always in there. Sean Penn is always in there. And that ilk, and there is a back room, or there was a back room before these new owners took over, and that's where people went, the celebrities went, to the back bar that was actually private. Mm-hmm. And I had the privilege of being back there once, and there was a pool table, and people smoke when you're not supposed to smoke any longer in San Francisco.
Wow.
So it has incredible history. The kitchen has been closed for 50 years, and the new owners, April Bloomfield and Ken Friedman from New York, they have the Spotted Pig and a couple of other high-end restaurants in New York, and they bought the place from Jeanette, restored the place to its original form, cleaned up all of the artwork, and put in new leather banquette, which there were the faux leather, I forget the word, and they opened the kitchen. So it's an open kitchen, and while it's the front part is still very much a bar, and I don't know if it still attracts these literati, but it is more now a restaurant.
Okay, now talk to us about this. I'm dying to hear about Carrie Smith and Randall Graham having selected the wine list. And you say that really, even though Randall Graham is such a big name, Carrie Smith was the one that carried the majority, the weight of the decision.
Well, when they opened, before they opened, Randall was involved in curating the wines with Carrie. Carrie owns an Italian wine shop in San Francisco, and Randall, of course, is this great, iconic wine guy, owner of Bonnie Doon Winery in Santa Cruz Mountains, and he's one of the great iconoclasts of the wine industry. So he was involved in the beginning, choosing the wines with Carrie. They're both not New World wine lovers, meaning they don't like over-alcohol, over-oaked, over-extracted wines. So they put in wines that were more of the Old World style, and even the California wines, of which there are only about 15% on the list, are produced by some winemakers who have Old World sensibilities, such as Randy Dunn and Bob Travers of Mayakamis, who just sold Mayakamis, by the way, a few months ago. So Randall, I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and he's no longer involved, really, although he'd like to be. He never really, after it opened, he was supposed to be on the floor a couple of nights a month, and
really?
That never materialized. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he also is self-deprecating. He said, you know, I'm not very good talking to people. And if he was on the floor and if you had ordered a wine that he didn't like, he would tell you probably not to order it.
Oh, but what a conversation that would be.
Yes, exactly. But he would do it in such a way that would be intellectual, and he would give you incredible intellectual answers and verse as to why you should not order this wine, but order this wine.
And you say that there is a lot of Italian wines on the list.
It's mostly Italian. It's, I'd say it's 90% Italian.
Okay, now what is this orange vermentino from Rhymes His? I know vermentino, but orange vermentino?
So it is one of the few California wines from a producer that I'm not familiar with, Rhyme, R-Y-M-E,
okay.
And they're from Yountville in Napa Valley. So they have two Vermentinos on that list. One
wow.
is called Hers, the other is called His.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
So it's the His wine that has skin contact, and so it's made as if it were a red wine, and it has a orange hue to it.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you, you say that you recommend what to look for, a specific wine, what to look for. Talk to us about that from Liguria.
Well, that's right. This is a Pigato, P-I-G-A-T-O. That's the white grape of Liguria near Genoa on the Italian Riviera. And I visited Liguria, I don't know, 3 years ago or so, and just fell in love with those Pigatos because they're so aromatic, very much reminds me of Viognier, has a lot of peach in the nose and on the palate. And I got back here to the West Coast, and I could find hardly any Pigato. We're just beginning to see a little bit of it.
Okay.
And Carrie and Randall, perhaps, have put two Pigatos on this list at Tosca. The one that I had is the Biovio, B-I-O-V-I-O, Pigato, and it is a natural wine in that there's wild yeast and no added sulfur, which you'd be glad to know about.
Yeah.
And while this particular wine is a 2012, didn't have the peachiness in the aromatics, it did have some on the palate. And because it's a Pigato, I was just thrilled to see it on the list.
And you had that with roasted radicchio, pork, sausage, and clams. You love bacon.
Who does it?
Yeah, I remember you were raving about a bacon bread a few months ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, so it's steamed clams with bacon, so it's smoky and it's got some chilies in it, so it's a little bit hot, and the Pigato stood up to it. It was just a wonderful marriage, and I think there might have been saffron in the broth.
Oh, wow. Isn't this Pigato grape what some wineries in Italy use to make a Amar? M-A-R-C? It's not called Mar. Oh, shoot. What's it called in Italy instead? The name just went out my brain. Where they take the pomace and they distill it?
Oh, you mean the grappa?
Grappa, yes. I think, for some reason, I'm thinking that there are some people who make a grappa from Pigato.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
I don't know.
Okay, and so you say that there are, even though it's some pricing, but there's a really good deal with the 2008 Brezza Barolo at $87 and Scarpa Tetti Nieve Barbaresco 99 at $135. Good deals.
Yeah, they're pricey, you know, $135 is a lot of money,
right.
But it is a really good Barbaresco, and it's from 99, right? So
yeah,
it's a 15-year-old Barbaresco, which is, to me, is one of the great wines of the world, and it's only $135. If you've got the money, that's a good deal.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's all relative.
Alan
Goldfarb, I would love to go to Tosca Cafe. You make it so enticing, your column for Table Hopper checking lists. We thank you so very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn more and a link directly to his column. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.